A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Okay? Proverbs 14:30, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. We are literally rotting our bones with stress. Because we're all caught up by our problems and we're not turning to the problem solver. Sometimes there's a lack of faith on our part. Sometimes we really don't believe. We really think, hey, this problem is bigger than Jesus can handle. No, it isn't. David could have said that. David could have said, look, I'm 5.5 feet tall. Goliath is 9.5 feet tall. My problem is bigger than me. I can't handle this problem. No sense turning to God with this problem because this problem's even too big for God. No. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. David said, God gave me the victory over a lion and a bear. Why in the world should I think that God can't give me the victory over a 9.5 foot tall Philistine blasphemer? Okay? David knew his problems were bigger than him. If you told King David, they were here right now, and Phil Fernandez walked up to him and said, David, you don't understand. Some of my problems are bigger than me. David would say, no, you don't understand. Most, if not all of your problems are bigger than you. But where you're really missing the boat, Fernandez, is that your God is bigger than any problem you could ever have. Our problems are often bigger than us, but God is always bigger than our problems. Rather than worrying, we should trust God and put God first. Let me close with this. There's only two kinds of things you can worry about. Okay? Only two kinds of things that you can worry about. Things that you can change and things that you can't change. Okay? You know, that covers everything. Okay? Let's say I would just sit down and all day do nothing but eat sausage, okay? And my doctor told me, you gotta cut sausage out of your diet, or your cholesterol level is gonna skyrocket and you're gonna die. Should I worry about that? No, it's something I could change. I should stop eating sausage. Why worry about it if you can change it? Just change it, and then you don't have to worry about it, okay? But then there's those other things. Suppose you show up at the doctor's office, and the doctor says, you've got cancer, you've got 1 month to live. Now, God can change that. Then again, God might decide not to change it. He might decide it's time to bring you home. But the fact of the matter is, you can't change that. So why worry about it? You know, what does worrying accomplish when you worry about things you can't change? What does worry accomplish? Well, it does. It rots away at your bones. It just tears your health up. There's actually a connection between all kinds of diseases and stress. And so, basically, if you can change it, change it. Don't worry. If you can't change it, why worry? You're not going to add, you know, why, you know, I was... When I stopped growing at age 14, I found out, hey, you know, you're not going to be 6 foot tall. You're going to be a little bit under 5.5 feet tall. All the worrying in the world would not add an inch to my height. Okay? I couldn't change that. Now, since I was a non-believer and I was concerned about my appearance and my ability to come out on the winning side, at least in some of the fights that I got in, I couldn't change how high I got, so I decided to change how wide I got. And I had a little bit of say there with weightlifting and good food in the United States of America. I could make myself wider and stuff like that. But Jesus said, you know, you're not going to be able to add an inch to your height. You're not going to be able to add a hair to your head by worrying. And so basically, stress kills. Why worry when we can trust God, put God first, and live in accordance with kingdom living. People who work and build God's kingdom rather than their own kingdom and deny self to the point where we don't even worry about the trials that come our way, because we're so committed to the Lord that we just leave things in His hands. That's the kind of people we need to be. Are any of us there? No, we're not. Sometimes even just our conversation, even when we think we're spiritual, if we taped our conversation and just played them back, we'd probably be embarrassed. None of us are there. The fact of the matter is, we've got a God who can get us there. We got a God who wants to be number one in our lives, and all we have to do is just move out of the way and let God be God in our lives. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just thank you, Lord, that unlike the non-Christians, we don't have to worry. And no matter how big our problems are, we know that you are still bigger still. We remember the quote that Corrie Ten Boom, her sister, told her when they were in a concentration camp run by the Nazis, where her sister told her, there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. So though the world can drag us down lower and lower, the fact of the matter is, no matter how low we get, you are there. And no matter how high we get, no matter how many things go our way, you are still there. And so I just thank you, Lord, that there's no escape from you, and that we have access to your comfort no matter where we are. And so I pray, Lord, that we would not worry, we would not let the stresses of life drag us down, but instead we would trust you, and that we would put you first in all things and work and serve your kingdom rather than trying to build our own. I pray, Lord, that you would make us individually the kind of people you want us to be, and that collectively you would make Trinity Bible Fellowship the kind of church that you want us to be, so that we would be your church, which would serve in your kingdom rather than building our own kingdom. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.